that's the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
What the fuck is up, Jews? How you feeling? How you feeling?
Feeling great, buddy.
How you feeling?
Yes.
Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes.
We don't really do a podcast on Friday. It's a little strange.
It's very odd.
It's a weird
vibe. It's not how I want to end my week.
It's a weird vibe in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, dude?
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great show. We got a great show planned. International superstar Zach Amico's here. Zach, you've really loosened up on the show.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling better.
You're a different guy.
It only took 4 years for me to open up to you.
Go listen to the first episode on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Of course, you got to be a subscriber by using the promo code RAP. But listen to the difference between Zach Amico in episode one and Zach Amico in episode... What episode number is it, Shannon?
250.
No. Shut the fuck up.
250,000.
250,000 episodes we've done. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks, Ben. 250 episodes is a big deal today. Here's the thing. I made a decision years ago that I was going to count in, I was going to do the numbering of the episodes in Roman numerals. So I have no idea. It's just a whole bunch of gibberish. I mean, it really makes it more confusing. It doesn't help anybody.
Uh-huh.
It just makes it harder to find the show.
Yeah. Certainly doesn't look cooler, so that doesn't help either.
Nope. There's no reason. You know what it is, though?
It just looks like there was an error in the title.
Yeah. I mean, you could also change it at any point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Shannon, how much work would that be for you to go back and have to change all of the numbers?
You don't even have to do that, just going forward.
No, because then it's inconsistent, Feeny. See, this is why you're not a podcasting superstar like I am.
Yikes.
This is why, you know, I'm widely regarded as probably the best podcaster on the planet. And this is why you're just fucking...
It was right there for you. There was something. I saw his eyes light up, and then he's too tired to come in for it.
No, he heard the word widely, and he thought I was talking about him.
I think Roman numerals is genius.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, dude.
Fucking dumb guinea. Look at the old country.
All right, look, we got a great show planned.
We control the world.
Mike Racine's here. Mike Feeney's here.
Yeah.
Two white friends once again, per usual. Shannon, what do we got to go up against today? What are we beating today? Because it's going to be an easy one.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on. 1902, JCPenney opened its first store.
That's a big one, actually.
Aren't they out of business? Or they went bankrupt.
Did they? I don't know. JCPenney is, I always get them around. Confused, like Walmart, Walgreens, JCPenney. What's the difference? JCPenney is like clothing and
it's
furniture.
It's like a Macy's thing, yeah.
Like a cheaper.
Yeah, they're still open.
Yeah, but not for much longer. We out-survived JCPenney's.
JCPenney's where your single mom takes you for school clothes.
I used to get cheap school clothes. I feel like that's everyone's story.
Yeah, but, cargo shorts.
Yeah, I didn't really give a fuck about style ever in my entire life, and I didn't really understand that clothes would even look cheap. So I would always go to these like discount fucking shitty places, and kids would make fun of my clothes.
You ever go to Foreman Mills?
No, to C.H. Martin. That was the place. There was a place called C.H. Martin, which I mean is as ghetto as they come.
Yeah. Or Bob's. Not the discount furniture store, but the clothing store, Bob's.
Oh, okay.
Just like a dude's house.
Cheap. Yeah, just a guy named Bob. Yeah. They used to pay, it was like minimum, they would pay less than minimum wage. And like, it was everybody in my neighborhood's first job was working. It was like $5 an hour when the minimum wage was like six.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, you as a kid, you know, how are you even fucking supposed to know what are nice clothes? You know, you come from money and your parents just put you in nice things, or you're just like a child. No child has like a good eye or a good sense of fashion, you know?
I grew up so blue collar. Like, I remember my dad making my mom return a t-shirt because it cost $20.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember the first time I spent more than $20 on a t-shirt. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
$28 at the Gap, I remember buying a t-shirt one time. I needed like a nice like shirt. And I was like, this is a white t-shirt for nearly $30.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do try to fuck you in the ass at these nice places.
Yeah, I had a sales job at 19, so I was like kind of making money. So every check, I would just buy like a new colorful shirt. I bought a Just Cavalli shirt.
Did you just say nice places like the Gap try to fuck you in the ass?
Yeah, the Gap is nice.
Gap is not nice.
It's not nice.
The Gap Banana is a Republic's nice place.
Nice. Banana Republic's a nice one.
Yeah, dude. See, this is where my head's at. Like, we would fucking, I'd go to like Aeropostale when I was like in high school, and that was like, I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking taking over.
Yeah.
You know?
The kids who fingered went to Aeropostale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what I want. That's what I was sort of going
like
for.
Because I remember walking into an Aeropostale being like, I don't think I belong here. The cool kids.
Yeah, I never went to Abercrombie or any of those places. It's always like PacSun and Billabong stores and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're that fucking skatery hand job of a kid. Yeah. I would mix it up. So I would go to Aeropostale. I would pop into PacSun. I would pop into, you know, Hot Topic. Mm. You know, really what it was about finding the cheapest fucking jeans possible that fit my big fat thighs. Mm. That's the thing that they don't fucking, you don't understand, man. When you're like, you have fat thighs, you're just not finding jeans. I would say that's 75 to 80% of the reason why I started wearing JNCOs.
And did they wear with the rubbing you're talking about, or they're just too tight, you're saying?
They wear, they're too tight, they feel uncomfortable. It's a goddamn nightmare. Hmm. It's a nightmare. And then when JNCO came out, and they had these huge fucking 40-inch leg pants, I was like, this is it.
Thank
dude.
God.
Yeah. I found my calm. Yeah. I no longer have to have the fattest fucking thighs on the block.
You remember Fit Lewis like girl pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember Paco, which was like a cheap knockoff of JNCO?
Yep.
Those were another.
I remember
those were
Paco, Kickwear, yeah. K-I-K.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to call them Kikewear.
Okay.
Nobody found it funny.
To this day.
Still don't.
Until you met me, baby.
Yeah, shit. So, anyway, look, we do have a great show planned today. I went back to taking notes again. We did a couple shows where I didn't take any notes, and we went off the rails a little bit. I have too much ADD to not take notes, okay? So we have some great stuff planned. I'm going to have Racine pick the song, because Feeney's always going to pick some garbage emo. I don't mind metal. I just feel like you go a little too emo, a little too much.
Hmm. No, I was going to pick All That Remains 6 would have been the song I queued up in my head, which is better than whatever he's going to pick or you would have picked.
All right, what would you pick?
You want something that comes in right away?
The plugs. We want people to pay attention. Be like, hey, guys, about to plug some shit.
How about Heaven Only Knows by, I forget the lady's name, but it's a country western singer.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You know, the metal is fine, Feeny. I'm a huge metal guy. Everyone knows that. But not everyone that listens to this show. Yeah, we also need an ashtray, Harrington. Not everyone that listens to the show. There we go. Kicks. Metal's a tough pill to swallow if you're like not a metal fan.
Well, that's why I was going with that's why I was going with that first, because it's more instrumental than the screaming, you know? Because you gotta let people come in with the rock and the drums and go, all right, I'm interested. And then when he comes in with the fucking
Christine, did
monster.
You just smoke?
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say I never saw that ever in my life.
I don't think I've ever seen you smoke.
Oh yeah,
he's Italians don't really smoke. They got a thing against weed.
Yeah. He thought it was a rolled cigarette.
Because they know who it's for.
Yeah, he thought it was a rolled cigarette.
Like, oh, I'll take one of those. Why not? Hey, thanks, Harrington.
Thank you. This is a good song. It's like upbeat. You know, it's I like it.
I don't mind country music. I grew up. My friend Rocky, this kid Rocky that I grew up with. What was his last name? Whatever his last name was. Gay kid. And he would...
Rocky Gay Kid.
Rocky Gay Kid.
Yeah.
He would... His family would play, like, country music, like Hank Williams and Dolly Parton, and I really, like, grew up on it. I know all these songs from when I was a young, young child.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one, but... So, Racine, what do you got to plug?
I got a podcast called The Sit Down. It's you can hear it on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's about organized crime and stuff like that. And then I'll be at City Steam next weekend in Hartford, Connecticut. One show Friday, two shows Saturday.
Dope, doggy. Yeah. Go check out Racine, man. Wear your real ass podcast shirts, Legion of Skank shirts. Racine, all bullshit aside, dude, I know he's a fucking weirdo. And he's like a fucking, you know, he's a sort of a fucking, you know, autistic-y type guy.
Thanks.
You know, he's not like ha ha funny on these podcasts. He's like, you get his rhythm and you start to go like, oh, he's one of the fucking best. But it takes a couple times to understand really. No, because you're great at this, but you're not
a compliment coming, I bet.
No.
Yeah.
You're really great at I have you on the podcast a lot specifically for that reason.
Right.
But you're also
I try to fit the groove of what you're doing, you know? I'm a good guest.
You're an unbelievable guest, but I think you have to listen to you a couple times, just like me, but for a different reason, before you really understand how funny you are on these shows. So I think a lot of the times People don't understand how funny you are as a stand-up as well, because you're a little more low-key, you lay back, you wait for your moments a little bit more on these shows. Your stand-up, you're one of the funniest stand-ups I know, all bullshit aside. His late night was, in my opinion, that year, the best late night that came out that year. And your half hour was incredible. And, you know, go see... I don't think people realize, like...
Blah.
If you think we're funny on these shows, our stand-up is just a super concentrated version of what we do. So go check out Racine if you're in cities, if you're in Connecticut, at City Steam Comedy Club.
Thanks.
Feeny?
Yeah, go to MikeFeenyComedy.com. Check that out. Also, check out my podcast. You may have heard it on this network, Irish Goodbye Podcast, with Mike Cannon. When does this come out?
This will be out today, I guess. It'll be out on Monday on iTunes.
Well, then, perfect. This Friday, come to the Bijou Theater with Shuli Eggard, Mike Cannon, myself, and Brendan Sagalo for a 420 show. I think it's in Stamford, Connecticut. So it's going to be pretty dope. And check out other dates at I Am Mike Feeney on Twitter.
420 fucking rules, dude.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it's a very...
I like Pothead Racine.
I thought he was going to say it was bullshit.
Should we turn on a fan? I feel like...
No fan, dude. Right. No, he's fine. Pothead Racine's fucking great, dude. It's like you're just Mike Racine, but you also now love all weed culture.
I love weed, yeah.
Racine just walks in with a Rasta hat on, but he's the same dude. Yeah. Nothing has changed at all. He's now wearing a Rasta hat.
Yeah, my underwear has pot leaves on it. Yeah. Just to show people...
It's great.
How much I love it, yeah.
Zachy.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. This month on the 26th, I'll be doing Meadowlands Comedy Festival hometown show, Secaucus, New Jersey, at Black Jack Mulligan's. Come hang out with me in my hometown. And Portland, Maine, I should have something to announce soon. Portland Comedy Festival.
Fuck yeah, doggy. You know what's up, man. This week, Sunday through Thursday, I'll be in Atlantic City. So this comes out on Monday tonight, bitches. I'm in Atlantic City. Come out. I'm at the Borgata with a bunch of other great comics. It's going to be a lot of fun, dude. I'm going to be very bored in Atlantic City.
Casey Balsham's on the show.
Yeah, Balsham's on the show. Larry Biel's on the show. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you right now, I just found out that I'm closing, so I will officially call myself the headliner of these shows.
Okay, weird.
I got a lot. Go to GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Here's the things you got to know, okay? Skankfest is coming up July 14th and 15th, all day long, noon till 2 a.m., nonstop stand-up comedy shows, nonstop podcasts, nonstop partying. The venue we have, Brooklyn Bazaar, is literally twice the size of the Creek and Cave. We're having twice as many people this year, four stages nonstop. We haven't announced anybody yet, but I'm telling you right now, we're making the announcement on May 5th when tickets go on sale. We're announcing probably about half the lineup. The lineup this year is fucking bananas. May 5th is the day, 12 noon. Get your tickets at skankfestnyc.com. Check this shit out. If you're a Gas Digital subscriber, you can get your tickets at midnight that night. You get them 12 hours earlier if you're subscribed to Gas Digital. If you want to become a Gas Digital subscriber, it's nice and easy. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You save $1 per month. It's only $6 per month to get access to every show on the network, 250 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, so many more. And we're raising the price to $8.50 a month starting on May 1st. So take advantage of it now. We will never raise the price for you. If you use the promo code now, you get in at $6 per month. You will never raise that price for you. Do it before May 1st because we are raising the prices for the monthly fee for the new people that are coming on board.
So yeah, whatever you get in at, that doesn't change.
What'd you say?
Whatever you get in at, I guess, digital, that
that's
doesn't
it.
Change.
Yeah.
So definitely sign up. Use that code. You heard it right here.
Right
IGP.
Now.
Code IGP.
Son of a bitch.
And,
well, look, the reason we did that was because, you know, we spent a couple of years, you know, figuring out how to do this shit. We're not a tech company. We're like podcasters.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the app, the website, all these things, there was issues for the first year.
We're not Hari Kondabolu.
Yeah, we're not Hari Kondabolu-ing
you know
yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reality is we want to hook those people up that came on early, and we have so much amazing stuff happening right now. So take advantage of it if you guys want to do that. Also go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, and we pick one lucky reviewer per month that gets a free t-shirt. Shannon, did the last month's reviewer email you?
Yes.
Good.
Can I be bad and have one of these?
You can have whatever you want, doggy.
Hell yeah.
You dip. Who is this, Mike Racine? He's
dipping,
he's
baby.
Fucking dipping. He's smoking. He's looking.
I'm mad at my mom.
It's his beard. I think it's his beard confidence he's got now.
What did you put on your gums?
What do you do?
You've never done it?
No, I when I was like 19, yeah.
It makes me sick.
Yeah.
I can chew for
it.
A little bit. Nate Bargatze would give me chew.
Could I get one of those?
And I would do it for like 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm a candy man, baby.
I would do it for like 15 minutes, and then I would start feeling sick. Like
where
I smoked
right
like
here?
Five cigarettes in a row.
Yeah.
You need something to spit into, though. No, you got nothing to spit into. Oh, no, you swallow it?
It's snooze.
Snooze, you swallow?
Spit in feces.
Yeah, pasteurized so you can get stomach cancer.
Shannon, open your pussy. What?
Yikes.
What? Shannon, did you sign that?
No, that's our new segment. There's a drop.
Yeah.
Shannon, did you sign that form?
I have not gotten a form.
Ralph!
He's not here.
Shit, I'm going to forward you the form right now to sign.
Can I just say, on the last episode, you said only the girls here. I don't think that that's okay.
What?
I think everybody here should have to sign the same form.
The guys aren't faggots.
Wait, what's the...
Hey!
I think that Harrington is a lot more sensitive than I've been, so I think
that's actually true. Harrington's actually fired, because I can't deal with this fucking sensitive asshole face. Go listen to the
Shannon, what would you rather be, sexually harassed or put through a table?
And then blamed on and tried to that you get you to pay for that
slowly
table.
And fatly put through a table.
It's ridiculous.
I'm starting a GoFundMe to send Shannon to a community college.
No, Shannon. So Shannon loves her fucking.
What's the contract for?
Shannon, be honest with me about this. Have you not? Be completely honest about this. Coming and working for me and Ralph, have we not given you a new life ultimately?
Yes, a new life. Yes.
A new better life?
Or? That wasn't the question.
Oh. Shannon, do you you could literally go start the fucking Shannon Podcast Network now and run it all. Mm. You could go do that. You won't because you don't have any vision or drive.
Wow.
But you could do that. We've given you the fucking keys to a ship. You're welcome.
I'm just sitting here waiting for Racine to get sick like the Sandlot.
Yeah. All right. Let me go to the notes. Look, lots of stuff fucking happening right now. There's so much news happening in the world that I don't even know where to fucking start.
Dude, they
right now.
They closed DeFara Pizza. The health department closed it.
No.
DeFara Pizza? Where's that?
It's the old Midwood. Man. Yeah.
The old, yeah, the guy who makes the old guy who makes the pizza.
Why'd the health department close it?
I don't know. That I just place saw it in the charity.
But I mean, is it like temporarily closed or like forever?
I don't know.
It might be just
I just saw it in the
can we still have Skankfest there this year?
Yeah, I think there's something weird about the government coming in and
telling a man he can't do business.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. If you want to have a fucking dirty place, you're taking personal responsibility. We're training people to be mooks. We're training people to be idiots, right? So you take personal responsibility out of people, and you go, look at that letter on the fucking window. And then that's it. That's all you got to do is look for that letter. Mm-hmm. You make it really simplified and easy. Instead of actually using your fucking senses and using your eyes and talking to friends and being a human being and saying, hey, there's fucking rat shit on the floor right now. Let me not eat at this place. You're kind of depending on a system which is kind of easy to manipulate. I used to be able to get through high school.
You know how when you go to a pizza place, they let you walk through the kitchen first?
Yeah, like, I couldn't agree less with what you just said. I mean, that's the craziest thing because you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes and what the quality of the food is, how it's kept. It could look like a normal burger, but if it's not refrigerated properly, it could easily just give you salmonella or kill you. Maybe not salmonella because that's chicken.
E. coli?
Yeah, that's it, sure. Something.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't think that ever happens. When's the last time somebody got
When's the last time
somebody got E. coli?
I love that. I love that
right wing
philosophy where it's like, no, if you get ripped off, it's your fucking fault. Yeah. You're fucking weak.
Yeah,
and you should have known. And if you get salmonella from
you should have looked around. And been like, hummus, hey,
that's on you.
Only fucking Africans get salmonella. It's a fact. What am I gonna say? Eugenics.
Yeah.
I don't even know what eugenics is. I just know it's racist. They're saying that black people think.
I guess it's the idea that like their skulls are different or something.
No, I think it's.
Wasn't that from the movie?
Django.
Yep. That's it.
Eugenics is like. What's the definition of eugenics?
Eugenics is trying to technically
prove that your races have different. Almost like different IQs, right?
Well,
they're saying black people have less IQs, so they're saying ultimately, if we start eliminating black people, we will raise the IQ of humanity.
Yeah,
isn't that sort of true?
No, because
I think you start with retard and then start figuring.
Hey, you wanna come for my retard? You better fucking you pry him out of my dead hands.
Because he will be hugging him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it really is. We are, you know, as a society.
I am pro retard.
We're living on a curve system as a society. And if you eliminate all the retards.
My brother's a
then
retard.
Then you'll be the retard.
You're right. And then you start eliminating those retards. And then eventually you just have fucking.
First they came for the retards and I said nothing because I was not a retard. Then they came for Gas Digital, the entire staff.
I mean, I, obviously, I'm not. I don't believe that black people are less intelligent than white people, but there is something to the idea of eliminating stupid people in order to create a better society.
I don't think killing. I think, you know, like
giving them their own country in Africa.
Here's what I think:
sterilizing
those Parkland kids. First, they're going to try to take away our guns, and then the retards are next.
Mm.
So that's it's a slippery slope once you do, you know.
That's what I call retards. Slippery slopes. Just give them a bar of soap.
Gun control. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, look, I think that it's I don't think that you can judge people based off of race. I think you could judge people based
well,
off
IQ is not
what
really
they
a,
do.
IQ is not a valid way of measuring intelligence.
It's a mindset.
Yeah, I don't. Because what's the definition of IQ? Even I don't even know what that means. I think I have an extremely high IQ. I think my IQ.
What does IQ stand for?
International Queers Academico.
That's pretty good for on the spot. Yeah. It takes a high IQ to be able to do
intelligence
that.
Quotient.
Intelligence quotient.
Did you know that?
Yes,
I did know that. If I would have thought about that, I could have come up with that. That was one of those in the back of my mind.
Quotient. You would have quotient.
Yeah.
I would have had quotient.
Okay.
Is there a short IQ test, like a really short one, Shannon?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Type in short IQ test.
But IQ doesn't have any, it doesn't factor in emotional intelligence or any of that.
Yeah, just some
stuff.
People test better.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're also saying
and they're called Chinese.
Yeah, they're saying like black people in Africa, like they're fucking building a fire IQ is much better than like a white fucking dude who works on Wall Street.
Right.
So it's a different types of IQ
as
well.
Have you ever seen a riot? They're building a fire IQ is pretty good over here, too.
Let's see.
It's 20 questions.
20 questions.
Oh, all right.
But what kind of questions?
This is great.
Do you think collectively
we give Lewis an IQ test on the?
Yeah, I'll take an IQ test on the fucking air, bro.
BMI.
Let me explain to you something. That's a body mass index.
The point
index,
is though. Certified IQ test.
What is this?
The point is though. Lewis,
it's going to take 20 minutes.
No,
you have up to 20 minutes to do it.
No.
Even if you scored low on an IQ test, we all know that you're...
I'll do this thing in 4 minutes, and I'll fucking ace it right now. I'll speed do it.
Wait. There has to be some sort of a bet or something before you
what
start
do you
this.
Bet,
before
bitch?
You start that you'll do a 20-question test in 4 minutes and ace it?
I promise you I'll be higher than the average IQ, and I'll do it in... you give me 5 minutes. Give me 1/4 of the time they say it might
5
take.
Minutes, and you're going to be above average.
I'll be above average IQ.
Above average. All right, I think that's a pretty good... That's a pretty good bet.
Is that a good gauge? Shannon, we're gonna start this thing in 20 seconds. I'm not fucking around here. You guys wanna see fucking intelligence, bitch?
Yeah.
It's about to happen. I'm not even gonna use a pen.
Okay.
Shannon, can I have a pencil?
I can't wait. We don't even know what these questions, you don't even know the topics. This could be science.
It's just which of these shapes is a square?
Yeah. All right, this is a tough one, but go. Five minutes.
Go. Right,
can I phone a friend?
What's happening?
All right, choose the appropriate shape. A, B, C, D, E, or F to replace the shape that is missing. Whoa. Okay. Hold on, I got it. Hold on, I got it. Dot. Okay. F. Same thing? Fucking cunt. Dot.
Shapes, my only weakness.
Wow, this one's really...
Lewis is a Batman villain, and that's his secret weakness.
Okay, I got it. B. Go. 43 seconds.
This?
Got it. It's 43 seconds.
I've been
in.
Watching, yeah. I've God been damn watching it. Since 23. This
Lewis,
is so much deadly.
Okay, got it. All right, E.
Lewis is the Riddler, and he's like...
Yeah, so for your audio listeners, what Lewis is looking at is basically a bunch of shapes inside smaller shapes, and I guess he's got to pick out the... He's got to replace the shape that is missing.
Pattern recognition.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Which way is the pattern going? Is it going like
I got it. E. Done. I'm crushing. I'm five questions in, and I'm only a minute and 15 seconds, and I'm having a conversation on a podcast, and I think I'm scored perfect so far.
You have no idea.
You're stupid. How about that? Dumb fuck. B.
Dumb Mick.
You just said that. You just said a letter confidently.
I'm very confident. I'm fucking crushing right now. I'm going to start guessing a few of these because I got to get through this fucking segment.
Okay.
Idiot.
Go ahead.
This is just kind of crazy, to be honest. Whatever's happening right here. This is kind of bad shit.
It's a box with different lines. And different
literally shit. One question.
The last question on this is, did you think this would be a good podcast session? Yeah.
Again, so we are, Lewis is 2 minutes through it, and he's on question six.
We have to give him
20.
The children's version of the IQ test.
That's a lot, guys. That's a lot. It's going to be that
right,
one.
Question
okay.
one. How many sides does a triangle have?
Okay, I got to do that. That's fucking crazy.
Replace the shape that is missing.
Suck a dick. How about that?
Yeah, I'll go.
Fucking
I'll go,
loser.
I'll go D. Maybe.
No, you can't just.
You can't help me.
I don't even see what this is doing.
I'm going to do D.
What
I
is
got,
the fucking?
I agree with.
He's going D.
I'm going D. Go with D. All right, this is all. I can't keep on doing this, Shannon.
This
all right,
insane.
Fuck it. I'm gonna do what I did. I'm gonna tell you right now because my ADD would kick in the seventh grade, yeah. And I would just start guessing the letters.
A C D C.
Yes.
A C D C.
Yes, actually, that's a good pattern. Go A, C, D, C.
Oh, yes.
A, C, D, C, A, C.
100%.
D, C, D. Oh, Shannon.
Lewis the genius. They sent people here to study him.
Well done. Now you get your results and discover how high your IQ is.
I think we're going to have to pay for it.
I'm going
to
throw a fucking bottle at your head,
Shannon.
You're
going to pay for it.
You're going to pay for it? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
the ultimate sign of stupidity. You fell to the test.
Damn it. Yeah. Yeah.
25% off. Well, we better act now.
Wait a minute. Time out. 25% off.
The internet is just dog shit.
It's so funny. 25. They go 25% off. 25% off of what?
$20.
Off of a made up price that was 25% higher.
That's crazy. It's infuriating, Shannon. Thanks.
After all that, I mean, we knew you
pay for it, Shannon.
Well.
God damn it, pay for it.
Really?
But how much
guessed.
Is it?
Why would you even bother paying for it? You guessed the second two.
Yeah,
things.
That's what you get as a subscriber to Guess Digital. You get an IQ test.
I mean, what am I supposed to say here? It's infuriating.
If you sign up for the IQ test before May 1st, you actually get grandfathered in on
a price.
Code IGP.
All right. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Actor, comedian, writer, producer Will Ferrell is involved in a serious two-car accident. In the hospital, blood seen at the scene, the word serious used, not only by me.
SUV flipped.
But in the mainstream media, we're guessing the news, Mike Feeney.
Yeah.
Please strike that from the record.
It's on me.
It sounds like you didn't guess that. It sounds like you read that.
No, you said a car accident, so I just made him, you know.
Did it flip? Did you guess that?
I'm guessing the news.
Okay. Okay. It's time to guess the news. Mike Racine, how seriously do you think this is?
He was in a car accident?
Yeah. Yeah. It's time for another edition of Make Up a News Story and see Mike Racine's reaction to it.
I think he'll be okay.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe he'll do movies with one of those blowy wheelchairs.
Yeah.
You know?
Those wheelchairs where you blow dudes.
Yeah.
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 The best ones.
Sorry, my head was in my phone.
That's blood okay. was at the scene, though.
Blood was at the scene of the crime.
Wow.
Bloods, gang members.
Does it say it was his, though?
We don't know.
Maybe he just pulled a Matthew Broderick and walked away fine.
Girlfriend's on her period.
Yeah.
You don't know.
What do you guess?
I'm going to guess that Will Ferrell is never going to act again.
No.
That's what I believe, dude. I believe that Will Ferrell, this is going to be the end of his career. This is going to be similar to Christopher Reeves when he fell off the horse.
Okay.
Hilariously.
He was still in things after that, though.
Yeah, a wheelchair and a body cast.
Yeah. I think he was on an episode of Touched by an Angel.
He was also in a remake of Rear Window. No,
was
mean,
it really?
Yeah.
It just sounds like a hilarious joke.
No, he did a remake of Rear Window starring himself. I think he directed it as well.
Of course, because nobody else wanted to be involved in the project.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Christopher Reeve, fine. You can direct it, too.
It was a TV movie. Yeah.
He was Superman once. That's what they keep telling him. It's okay. He was Superman.
Yeah, it was before superhero movies were cool.
Yeah, they just wore pajamas.
Yeah, it was terrible, dude. I mean, you would have thought they would have just get, made him look muscly. They didn't even have that technology back in the day. It's crazy. Anyway, so my guess is that Will Ferrell is going to never act again. I think this is a serious, serious accident. Seriously, what? How serious do you think this accident is, Mike?
Moderate serious. I think he might have maybe a couple broken bones or something like that. Contusions, but I think he's going to be fine.
So he comes out at the next Oscars with the cane and then does a Willy Wonka roll.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Flip.
I think he's going to die in the hospital overnight.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Here's the problem. I love being right, so every bit of my energy is wishing for his death now, and I like Will Ferrell. But I really like guessing the news correctly. Shannon, what's going on with Will Ferrell? What are we now?
Okay, so he was coming back from a Funny or Die event. And,
and he chose to die.
Oh, God. That's been tweeted out way too much already.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, every Jersey comic had tweeted that.
Whoa, guess he took. Right.
So he got sideswiped by another car. His car did flip over.
Was it Tracy Morgan? How cool would it be if it was Tracy Morgan? He just starts taking out other comics now?
But his current status isn't known, but this image was found that he's on the stretcher, but he's on his cell phone.
Oh.
He got hit by a JCPenney truck, so the settlement won't be as
He was actually on his phone when he got hit. He's frozen in that position.
That's rigor mortis. He's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, that's not that serious. If he's making a cell phone call from the stretcher, it's not that serious. Though, you know, to be honest with you, we're in a different time. When my dad died, you know, my mom told me he had, like, you know, a moment where he fucking, you know, talked to her and, like, fucking... I think this was a story that I don't think my mom was there. He was outside of a strip club.
Bled out in the street.
He did bleed out in the street. She told me, and her version of the story was she ran. The cops called her, and she like ran there where he was at, and like you know was there when he died. But she like she was a liar. She told me she knew Madonna. She used to make shit up, dude. My mom was a fucking. Yeah. My mom was like an annoying kid, just to make up stories for no reason.
Yeah.
That's two different. I mean, that's two different levels of story, though. I know Madonna and your father had a moment of clarity and became a good person before he died.
Yeah, said like tell the kids I love him and all. I think she wanted to, you know, have her, you know, have that story for her kids. I don't think that's that bad of a thing to do.
No, but it just seems as an adult implausible.
Don't you take this from him, Zach.
That she, if your father was stabbed and bled to death in the street, that your mother would have
that she got there
time to get there.
That she fucking, yeah, where were we?
I feel like you can survive. Because
if the cops called her, wouldn't an ambulance have gotten to him sooner?
Also, they wouldn't have called her because he had a wife and two other kids. I have another brother and sister that are staggered between me and my dad was a fucking scumbag. He was dropping loads in two different bitches.
Five different women were running to the scene like rat race.
Dude, I'm telling you, my dad was a fucking piece of shit. I'm telling you, my brother is older than me. I have an older sister who's my real sister. Then I have a half-brother who's older than me that I don't know. Then I have a half-sister who's younger than me. So we're fucking staggered. And my mom told me that she was going to name me Hector, except she just hated the name. My fucking brother's name is Hector, and he's older than me. She's a liar. Everything out of this bitch's mouth was a fucking farce.
Oh, yeah, so she definitely made it in time.
She made it.
Yeah.
She killed him. She's a lying scumbag. The whole family, every one of them. I'm not meant to be doing anything good with my life. The fact that I'm fucking just sitting, the worst thing I do is I say nigger into a microphone. I mean, come on. I should be fucking given a Nobel Peace Prize for how incredible I am.
I hope the best for you, man. That just was so real for you. I just like that was a moment of
Phoebe says it not into a microphone.
I believe that your mother was the first Puerto Rican woman to get anywhere promptly.
Yes. First of all, my mother was Italian-Irish.
Okay, sorry.
And apparently really Russian, because I took that test. So, yeah, I guess he lives then. Will Ferrell, a little disappointed. I like him. I like what he does. What's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
Anchorman.
Talladega Nights is pretty good.
Old school.
Oh,
But old school, it's like he's just a secondary. If you're talking like him as the
lead. Stepbrothers.
Him as the lead.
Him as the lead.
Stepbrothers.
Yeah.
I even liked Kicking and Screaming
a lot. The other
guys
is good.
A lot.
I've never seen Elf. I've never seen Talladega Nights.
Elf is
You've
really
never seen James good, yeah. Elf?
I think you and James would like
Elf. Oh, my God.
He's just getting to an age now where he could watch like real movies. He has the attention span. Right. I don't think you guys realize the way a five-year-old works.
I don't.
He's not going to sit down and watch fucking Elf at 4 or 3. This is probably the first Christmas season that he'll probably get into Elf.
He's going to lose his shit.
Yeah. And I showed him Elf,
That's
as a punishment.
Yeah, I was gonna say why.
You watch Elf.
We really wanted to traumatize him, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how he explained where the cat went.
Right.
He did eat cats, didn't he, or dogs, or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was his thing. He used to try to eat the family's cat all the time.
Yeah, that's what they ate on Melmac.
I get it though. Cats are awful creatures.
They're not.
I even as a child, I had no problem with that. I was like, all right, that makes sense. You know.
Alf was not a very good show.
Nope.
I don't remember it that well. I just remember it was a very popular figure. Mm-hmm. But that's really it. Like, just him. You know, what happened on that show was
sort of...
The
jokes don't really hold up. Yeah.
Yeah, none of them really do. Small wonder. It doesn't really hold up.
Mm-hmm.
The whole studio audience thing is not great.
You know, it does. It's the Cosby Show. Yeah. It holds up.
Really it's better now. Yeah. If you realize the cynical shit that's going through his head in every single scene, and you just put that spin on it, it's just a better show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like when you watch like...
Oh, you mean that show where he's a gynecologist who works out of his basement?
Yeah.
It probably should have been red flagged, you know?
It's like you watch Dexter and you realize the twist and you go back and watch the season and you're like, oh, this motherfucker's been evil the whole time. It's beautiful. Gentlemen, let's talk really quick about one of our brand new sponsors, which is BioCBD Plus. Have you guys fucked with CBD oil at all?
Yes.
Have you?
No. Yes. What is it?
It's basically non-psychoactive weed, right? Oh. So it doesn't get you high, but it has all the you hear about medical benefits of weed, you know,
anxiety, pain relief.
Yeah, dude. You know, people use it in topical form, meaning they use it as like an ointment. They smoke it. They use it in pill form, edible form. And BioCBD Plus, they make these incredible vaporizers that, I mean, literally me and my girlfriend have just been sucking on the end of this thing for the past 4 days nonstop. I'm telling you right now, and on the anxiety side, for me, it's truly the only thing that I think is really making me fucking calm down. I've been talking about how I'm trying to like change things in my life.
Right.
CBD oil is one of the things that I was suggested by a couple MMA fighters that I know that use it regularly. And it really just, it has a relaxing quality and it's immediate, which is kind of crazy. I think a lot of the times when you get high or people that get high, it almost, that paranoia sets in a little bit. You get a little bit like antsy in a weird way. Getting high isn't for everybody. Like I have an 80-year-old aunt who has tons of pain. I'm giving her one of these vaporizers now, and I'm going to let her know because she, my sister's been telling her to use weed forever for her arthritis and her pain. She's so against it. She's never smoked weed in her life. But I'm going to say, hey, look, try this. See if this works for you. This is perfect. I also have a child. I can't get high around my fucking kid all the time. I show up at a school. I can't show up stoned, but I still have crippling anxiety. I still have my fucking foot hurts like crazy. So I've been using my BioCBD vape pen. Here are some of the features of this unbelievable product. 100% free of harmful chemical fillers. There's no PG, VG, or PEG. There's no artificial flavoring. There's no nicotine or THC, and it is organically grown hemp. Zero THC also means that it's completely legal, guys. It's not showing up on a drug test. If that's something that you're concerned about, that's another thing that you guys should be using this for. If you guys can't smoke weed because you got either a drug test or if you work in a place where you guys can't smoke weed at work, this is not an issue. If you guys don't understand what CBD is, I don't really either. They say that it regulates your body's endogenous cannabinoid system. Go do a little bit of research, Annika. I'm not a scientist. I'm telling you right now, I love it and I use it. And the coolest part of all is if you guys want to try it out, we're going to give you a pretty great discount. Go to BioCBDPlus.com. That is Bio, BioCBDPlus.com. BioCBDPlus.com. And use the promo code RAP15. That's all lowercase. It is case sensitive. RAP15. And you're going to get 15% off of any of their CBD products. They've got a number of great CBD products. I'm a huge fan of the vape pen. Go right now. Use that promo code RAP15, all lowercase, RAP15 at BioCBDPlus.com. Let them know that we sent you. You're going to help yourself out. But best of all, you're going to help the show out, which is, we all know that's why you're doing it. All right, let's get back into the show. All right, I want to talk about... this really quick. This fucking dude, this incest dad story was fucking me up this morning.
What is it?
Okay, so incest.
This is my wheelhouse. This is what would show up in my Facebook feed.
Yeah, incest dad kills baby boy he had with his own daughter before murdering her adoptive dad, and finally turning the gun on himself and killing spree across 3 states after she ended the affair.
So
Connecticut.
So the dad. Dad killed the daughter dad and fucked, the daughter's baby that dad, he had with her.
Yes, dad fucked daughter, married daughter, had baby with daughter, real fucking daughter. Put the picture of them next to each other. They look alike.
Look how cute she is, too. Oh, but wait a minute. They don't. Are they? Are they blood?
Yes, that's what I love.
Yes, they're blood dad and daughter.
Weird. Where's her mom?
I don't know.
So
she shows up for like holidays and stuff.
Yeah, I was like,
if I'm correct, I think she was adopted
from another family. Yeah,
and met her original dad. And then they fell
in love. But not randomly. Like, she met him, and you're my dad. And then he was like, oh, my fucking daughter is a smoke show. Mm. I didn't even raise this chick. So
it became romantically involved.
But they say that's a thing that happens with estranged.
They became romantically involved after reconnecting in 2016 when she was 18. Katie had been put up for adoption as a baby, but Platel and his ex-wife Alyssa by them. When Katie got back in touch with them, his marriage with Alyssa failed.
I know it's ruining like journalism, but I truly love when articles do that. They just show you this five like big points of it, and then you just don't have to involve it anymore in reading.
No, but they say that so like if a brother and sister never met, then they meet and don't know their brother and sister, or like they fall in love because they mistake that family bond for sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like the craziest thing in the world.
Mike, is this the hottest
family member?
Murder story you've ever read in your entire life? Am I crazy that this is sort of turning me on right now?
Yeah. Have you ever met like a third cousin? You kind of have that connection.
First cousin.
Yeah.
Dude, some of my first cousins are so hot, it's uncomfortable. They're all just hot, big-titted Puerto Rican girls. I was walking around like, look at these fucking hot titties everywhere. What am I supposed to do? Not think about that? Mm-hmm. I don't know these bitches.
I don't know them.
I can see if they grew up in the same...
He doesn't know his brother.
Yeah.
How's he going to know a cousin?
And I would suck his fat cock. I'm not like really attracted to my cousins, but there are some hot, big-titted Gomez's out there. They're beautiful. They're beautiful women.
Louis, you've lost a lot of weight. Big tits.
Thanks, Feeny. Christine, what about you?
Can't wait to get this bra off. My back's killing me.
Got a cousin? Got a hot cuz?
I got a bunch, yeah.
And let me ask you a question. If it wasn't like a taboo thing, you're single, we're just in a different society, it's fucking 1700s fucking England, I don't know. You're
India now.
Yeah. Would you do it?
I don't think now, but I gave one like a back massage when I was like 14.
And you excused yourself
she was
now.
Like 16. Yeah, yeah.
What? And she was 16? What?
Yeah. Because they lived in Vegas, so I didn't see them that much. So they would come and visit and, you know?
Yeah.
It was massage time. Baby.
And you gave her a massage.
Yeah.
When she was a hot chick.
But then like when I was in high school, I met like a couple like third cousins that I hadn't really had a
long time. Go back to
what?
This massage.
Go back to the molestation really fast.
Is that a molestation?
Because you're both underage, right?
The 16-year-old girl comes in and she's attractive.
Yeah.
Why did you massage her? How did that come up?
She was like, I have a knot in my back, and I was like, I'll help you with that.
I'll put a knot in your pussy.
Yeah.
She was asking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So she laid down. Where was this at?
My grandma's house.
Your grandma's house.
Yeah.
So she's fully naked and you're just rubbing her.
She was naked. She had her clothes on.
Yeah.
But it was sensual.
Yeah. Well, for me it was.
Do you think there was anything going through her head like
I don't think so.
Were you like breathing hard? Like,
not that I remember.
Yeah. Like rubbing your dick against her. Would you get hard while you were doing it?
But yeah, I think so.
And you weren't trying to let her know that. You were embarrassed about it. You knew that that was wrong.
Mm, yeah, I knew it was wrong, but, you know.
And she's fucking, to this day, you think
about it. It felt so right.
You think about her body to this day.
Not really.
Sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
You've jerked off and thought about her body in the past year. Admit it.
Have you jerked off? No, just because I have other hotter cousins.
Of course.
Yeah.
Have you jerked off to that specific thing? Because I'm going to jerk off to this. In the car ride on the way to Pennsylvania after this.
I'll show you.
Let me see a picture.
Yeah.
I bet she's a fucking...
I really hope it's on Facebook. I
have a feeling she's going to be a fucking ugly Italian bro. She's like hatchet face from Crybaby.
I'll tell you, she's not for everybody.
You definitely didn't answer the question either.
He has jerked off to her in the past.
That's her and her baby.
Oh, she's got a black kid? No. Yeah. Oh, now I can't jerk off to this.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What's wrong with her? That's what I said.
Let me see.
Cute little kid. Yeah. Oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a cute chick. And I bet before she had that kid, her body was fucking nice. Right? Yeah. 16. tight. What about you, Fiend? Any cousos?
No, I'm like the youngest one on both sides of my family.
So you're the one that everyone's jerking off to.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and my family is super small on both sides. Everyone just died.
Yeah, 120, 125 pounds, all the dudes.
No, everyone on my dad's side is big. They're all like, my dad's like 250. My uncle was 6'11". They all are like,
that sounds fake.
Yeah, he's like the way a fourth grader would describe his family members. Yeah.
That sounds, no, 6'11 sounds like a fake height. I know it's real.
Yeah.
It just sounds fake.
It was real. He was a tall motherfucker.
My dad could pick up a car. My uncle could fly.
My uncle took like electricity stuff. Actually, he was a principal in the 90s and last name Feeney.
Your mother could sprint to the scene of the crime?
He was literally Mr. Feeney from like Boy Meets World in the 90s while that was up.
Stop trying to work out your bits on us. You are the most molestable of your family members, probably.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Did anybody ever try anything? Do you remember ever trying to be molested? I remember one time.
You trying, like me trying to get molested?
No. Do you remember ever
someone coming on to you?
Yeah, molest you as a child. Now that you think back, you're like, wait a minute. I was about to get fucked in that scenario.
I got another hot cousin, but she unfriended me, apparently.
He's been looking at pictures about her on podcasts. This entire time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I would unfriend you too, you fucking creep. You're trying to molest your cousins.
No, I'm not. A third cousin? You're like barely cousins.
These are third cousins.
Yeah. This. Okay. This one, yeah.
Oh, you want
to
see my first cousin?
No, this is the third cousin tried to fuck.
Here, I'll show you one of my hot cousins. I don't want to say who it is. Because it's creepy as shit. Shut up, Fiend.
I just don't love my family, I guess.
Zach, your family looks disgusting.
You've never seen my family.
There's no way they're good looking. It's impossible
clue.
You're from a fucking family of good looking people. Look at you. I'm not even being shitty right now.
I actually do think it's a possibility because there's always like the one who gets the freak genetics, you know what I mean? That all of a sudden gets all of the good qualities, you know?
Zach's from a fucking long line.
And then Zach's
of
the other end of the spectrum.
I guarantee it. Is it all
my dad? No, my mom or my dad are not fat.
Yeah. I don't believe a fucking word you say, to be honest.
You haven't met his parents yet? I feel like you guys have been in a relationship long enough.
I haven't met his either.
I look at this. It's pretty fucking nice right here, doggy.
I mean, of course. That's crazy. I mean, what are these, glamour shots?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a 90s glamour shot.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, I would fucking... What am I supposed to... That's my first cousin.
That's, Yeah. How many first cousins do you have?
Whoa, come on.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Jesus Christ, man.
I didn't realize
big old fat tetas. What am I supposed to say? Am I what? She, you walk in a room, she's naked. She's like, look, let's just fuck. Let's just do it right now. Let's go.
I would say yes, because I'm not a homosexual.
You have to do it. Yeah. And I'm not even like, I
can't believe you would say this while James's big sister is watching him right now.
Oh, shit. So. Yeah, this incest dad, he fucking did that, dude. He went out and he murdered the baby, which is like, you know, it's really
fucked up. That kid could have been president or something.
I mean, you know.
Maybe he believed in eugenics?
No, you know, I guess she broke the things off with him after people found out.
They got charged with incest.
Did they get charged?
They got Shannon?
Yes, they did. However, though, her... Like
kind of looks like Gary Goldman in that picture.
Her family members were at their wedding ceremony.
Looks like Gary Goldman holding Gary Veeder. Yeah, I know her mom was at the wedding.
Yeah.
Or her stepmom was at the wedding.
Stephen and Katie got married, quote, married in a lake.
But I bet that the mom didn't know who he was. No, that
looks
like a weird, creepy, real wedding.
Look at that fucking big fat mom. Yeah. And that's her wedding dress is a miniskirt black dress. Like, you know, she's all gothy and like she's a fucking problem. I love her. She's one of the most, you know what we got to do? We got to start doing like a real ass like chick of the year awards type thing. And like all of the hot chicks that do fucked up things, they have to start being on this list. Shannon, put her aside because she's excellent. She's a good woman. You know, she got murdered by her creepy fucking dad. She didn't know. Did she manipulate it? 18-year-old girls are retarded. Have you ever spoken to anybody below the age of 25? Dumbest people on the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Okay? So this girl's a victim, obviously.
Good babysitters, though.
She does have chubby thighs, which I don't love, but she's definitely up there. So there was a couple other hot ones this year, right?
Yes. Who were we looking at that was super hot?
Are the hot-ass corpse of the week.
No, the one girl was great, who hated the Jews, who was making those anti-Jew videos.
Yes.
Oh.
Fuck, what was her?
E. She was so beautiful.
I want to say like Emmanuel or something.
It wasn't
like
Emmanuel. Biblical. You're thinking of the Krista Allen softcore porns from the 90s. No, it was something.
Ezra?
I don't know, Shannon. Look up
better than Ezra.
Young girl anti-Semitic YouTube videos.
Even if it's not the right one, we're gonna enjoy it.
It doesn't matter. Right. Come on.
It's gotta be a slam dunk regardless.
No, it's satire.
She was I don't think people were saying that it was satire. I don't think it was, dude. This chick was crushing it. Is that her? Yeah.
Oh, Avalian?
Yes, Avalian. Pull up Avalian. You know, no.
A video on this girl.
Oh, she's Eva cute. Lyon.
Shut up. Kite face is a Valian.
And people to see when they go to her channel, whether or not they decide to subscribe.
All right, just
that's
shut
the
this.
Video that she chose, the Hitler thought bubble, how it says.
All right.
The only one that wanted them gone.
How is she more annoying than the anti-Semitic chick?
You have to look at their facial shape, nose, ears, eyes, mouth, and listen to their voice.
Whoa, Jews have strawberries for tongue and apparently thyroid issues.
Okay, I'll find it.
Here's what this girl's doing that's awful.
Proving her right.
Yeah, she's thinking she's like, look how crazy this girl is. She's just listening to hilarious shit from her video. She's like,
right.
Really? Jews have tongues that look like strawberries? You're like, that's just hilarious. Serpent strawberry-like tongues.
Okay, I think this is the girl. Look is this the girl?
Ooh, yeah.
Hitler's birthday. This is one of dozens of videos GTA? Posted on social media by She's Veronica Bouchard. Described by some as one of the first female neo-Nazi YouTubers, she may also be among the youngest. She just turned 19 this month.
God bless your soul, Avalian. God bless you.
Well, so she hasn't been on this planet that long to know that Jews are the problem. You know?
She's very insightful.
Yeah.
She's way ahead of her time.
Yeah.
The internet, you know?
So what did they do? Did they take her channel down or something?
They did.
Now she
I did not think she was 19.
No.
She did not way younger.
Like she was 14. Did not look 19. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's ridiculous is that other girl with the rebuttal video who's like, yeah, can you believe that?
Well, she's just a dumb fucking cunt because all she's trying to do is get clicks on her dumb video.
Yeah.
I hate that whole fucking culture of like
right.
your whole thing is
yeah, talk to about comment on a podcast, on other people. Dumb bitch.
Right, right.
Well, no, I mean, look,
aggregating.
But we talk about shit on podcasts, right? But it's way more, you know, we're talking about us.
It's if you don't have friends, you can listen to other friends have
this bitch isn't really this chick. She's never doing anything about herself. She's doing these videos just that are about other things that are just trying to get clicks and piggyback off of other shit.
Yeah.
We don't really put, like, we could, and people have talked about it. We might, you know, start taking advantage of certain things, but, you know, there's a way to do things on YouTube. If we're talking about, you know, this chick, right, there's a way to put a thumbnail where you go, it's like, you know, you know, YouTuber Avalian is a moron in big letters that it's like in a wacky picture.
I do want to see what she said about what, like, Jews' facial features and stuff.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Pull up some more Avalian videos.
I think her shit might be taken down. That's why
you could probably find it. So if you just type in Avalian on YouTube, I bet you could find some of her shit. Or even just do it on other people have probably kept it on Vimeo or other various things.
Recently, my video, How to Identify a Jew, got posted to the H3H3 subreddit, and it got a lot of attention from people that
this girl fucks
never been exposed
really well.
To the kind of stuff I talk about here on my channel. I was pleasantly surprised to see people asking me questions and willing to learn more about what's going on in the world today. In this video, I want to talk further about understanding the world today and the impact of Jewish influence.
Wow.
I am a realist.
It's like a drawing of like all
this
liberals.
Is why she's funny, because she hits the beat of I am a realist, and it's a picture of like just
look at
all
that
caricatures
spider
of Jews.
Look at that spider Jew guy.
Yeah, you talking about Dave Smith?
There are so many problems that we face today, such
as like an Ari Shaffir album cover.
Yeah,
feminism, illegal immigration, political correctness, crime, poor education, white guilt, high unemployment rates, and usury. From my extensive research,
I'm in love,
started
baby.
When I was
she's a fucking doll. What am I supposed to say? You know what? Here's the thing. You don't have to agree with your spouse's fucking political views.
Yeah.
You have to.
But if you do, it's just
it's magic. Yeah. You marry that bitch. No, here's the truth, okay? You don't have to agree with the... I don't think you should agree with your spouse's political views. I think you should think the opposite of somebody that you're with so you guys can learn from each other, you can grow with each other, and look at the world differently and challenge yourselves. So, yes.
This is Lewis pitching a sitcom, by the way.
So, yeah, I want to say... I would marry this young girl, and we could learn from each other. Look, I don't hate Jews. I'm very pro-Jew, as we're going to see later on in our Scan That Jew segment. I'm all about the Israel state, the state of Israel.
Okay.
The Israel state. But...
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
They fucking own shit, doggy. I love that. I respect it. Yeah. You know? Boss. Mm-hmm. Jews are bosses. You know?
And an intern.
But it's the truth. Jews know how to fucking do things right.
Harry, can I'm assuming, for some reason, you just look Jewy to me.
You want to do things, you want to be around people that are better than you. You don't want to fucking hang out with people that are below you. You want them to be on your level or above you. Or if they're, you know, below you, at the very least, you can see them getting there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to fucking hang out with losers.
Yeah.
And Jews are crushing it. Across the board. You know, I'm sorry, where are these fucking poor...
They're also crushing Palestinian homes with their bulldozers.
Yeah, why not, you know?
If you know what I mean.
Palestinians are not crushing it.
Liberal Mike Racine, at it again.
Palestinians are not crushing it.
I'm off today.
What am I supposed to say? You know, I forget everything. I don't know anything about the political state there. I don't know who's right or wrong. I don't know. Israel's probably wrong, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I'm choosing the winning team. You understand? I'm not going like, oh my God, look at all the, I bet this building's owned by a Palestinian guy. Nobody's ever said that. Palestinians control the media? Not happening.
Right.
If you want to get far.
Don't you root for the underdog?
No.
You root for the underdog, you bet on the favorite.
No, you no, wait, root it should for be the favorite. You root for the person who's going to win.
That's not interesting.
You want to be a winner.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
It's called front running.
Yeah. You don't want to be a fucking loser. And is Palestine the underdog over there? Probably, right? I don't even know. I imagine everything is all just clay houses and falling apart and just fucking... Remember that one video of the little kid in the van who was like in Aleppo, who was like bleeding? It was in the back of a... You know, remember that one?
Yeah, that kid's a loser.
What am I supposed to say, doggy? You know, it wasn't an Israeli kid.
Mm-hmm.
Pull him up. Pull up the little Aleppo kid. Look at his face.
Oof. That's the ghost from The Grudge, right?
He looks like meow. Like,
it's Pascal from the Pet Sematary.
He looks like James a little bit. I mean, James, you know, isn't a loser, so he wouldn't be.
No, yeah, James is fucking. You pan over, James is sitting there with a fucking rocket launcher on his shoulder.
Yeah, that is just flying an Dusty Israeli flag. James.
Yeah, Dusty Bloody James. Yeah, that did when that image came out. It actually did break my heart. It broke my fucking heart. Like, I posted some message.
And the dead boy that drowned. That was sad, too.
I didn't see a dead boy that drowned.
There was, like, a three-year-old Syrian refugee boy that...
Can we see that?
Drowned. He washed.
Is there a video of his body drowning?
No. That's... Who would film that?
Throwing rocks at him? Well, there was that one famous video of the girl who was... oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, look at his little butt. Tasty. What? You do not waste the animal. Use every part
that's
of the animal.
What they was, an animal.
They ate him and they made a shoe out of his body afterwards. Okay? They made a small bowl for cereal out of his skull. Do you think you should waste his body?
No.
Exactly, Mike.
It should be donated to a pedophile.
Well, you're doing good taxidermist.
Yeah. There's a 50% program.
50% off on a wet one.
UNICEF.
It's refurbished.
UNICEF has a division where they ship dead kids to pedophiles.
If you're going
to
fuck
so they can
a
get
dead
their,
baby,
their
you want it to be a recently drowned one.
Right.
No lube.
Squishy. Soft.
Yeah, this is the best podcast ever. You're getting this for free, you ungrateful fucking cocksuckers.
Oh, Shannon, can you take the picture of the dead baby off the screen?
It's not on your screen.
Why are you staring at it, you fucking dark bitch?
I'm not looking at it at all.
Psycho.
Yeah.
She's sitting there over there rubbing her bean to the fucking dead baby. We're just making jokes here to try to make light of a negative situation to create positivity in the world.
Yeah, we're
out of darkness.
You're over there masturbating.
Fucking asshole.
Kid.
Shannon, just be fucking be mature about this. Can you also turn
I'm just pretending
off?
He got really sleepy while he was running on the beach.
He just lost
in his clothes.
He just lost a race to another baby, and he's taking a nap now.
Yeah.
Yeah. More, yeah, I'll take some coffee. Thanks, Harrington. Appreciate it.
I'll take some, too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, now that we're looking at pictures of dead babies on a beach, that is really sad, though. How did that baby die?
He drowned
in a refugee boat. Refugee boat.
Aww. Yeah. And where were they trying to go?
America, man.
Trying to get here?
Yeah. That's a far fucking...
For Syria?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, all over, I guess wherever they are going.
If they were Israeli, they would have made it, though. They were Israeli, they would have fucking made it.
If they were Israeli, they would have used that kid as a floaty.
Come on, man. That's fucked up. That is sad, though. It really does make me sad. Anything with kids, like, we can joke all we want. It fucks me up. Like, that picture is... You want to know the absolute truth?
Mm.
That picture is now burned into my mind, and I'll never unsee it. Yeah. And it made me a darker, sadder person for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's what happens when I see shit like that. Anything regarding a fucking child. Dude, kids are just fucking so sweet and innocent.
You almost, when you see that, your brain kind of like steals it off, you know? Like you block it out and you're like, all right, yeah, that's a dead kid. And you just kind of move on.
No, I imagine it being my son. Yeah. I might have a haunting nightmare about my son drowning now because like I make this connection and it affects, maybe it's because I do have a kid. Maybe that's the reason. Because before I had a kid, it really didn't really bother me. Like anything about kids just in general.
Because you know the connection to them.
Remember that story back in the day? Of the white lady who, she made up the story about...
I was just talking about this on my show.
Oh,
yeah.
These black kids who came up and shot her baby in the face?
Well, there was a lady in the early 90s who, like, pushed
drove her car.
Drove her car.
There's a few of them.
It's always a black guy that they blame.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, but the one lady said, like, these black kids came up and just shot her fucking baby in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. What was that story? I'm sure you could find that, Shannon.
And then Hillary Clinton's like, we need to get these black thugs off the goddamn streets.
2004 Hillary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're niggers.
Yeah.
Dirty niggers need to be put in their place.
This is a horrible story that I've done no research on. Get them in jail.
It's time for Guess the News.
right.
Welcome to the Lewis Real Ass Podcast.
Lewis stole it from Hillary Clinton, yeah.
The top five black guy did it excuses by white criminals. So that's a great fucking blog right there.
I don't know if it contains it though.
All right, we'll see. What are the other ones then? Ashley Todd in Pennsylvania. This crazy overweight young Republican thought it would be. I already hate this blog. Mm-hmm. It's like they're shaming this person and fucking calling me young Republican. Like it's just such a
overweight.
It's so driven toward liberals to click on this because it's like the top. But even the story is like the top five times that white criminals have fucking tried to blame it on black people.
Yeah,
the people who are clicking on this aren't us. Not good racists. Not good white racists. But fucking nerds. Yeah, no, just don't even be in the conversation, Feeny.
Sorry, he was asking. Milk
is sugar in this coffee. We're seeing like Feeny likes his coffee black, like the people he blames his crimes on.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't make the top five though.
What happened with that overweight person, Shannon? Go back up.
Thought
it'd be a good idea to carve a backwards B on her face and blame it on a black Barack Obama supporter. Wow. Too bad the police investigator story and found out it was BS. She wrote BS on her face. Only after John McCain and Sarah Palin offered her their condolences.
Hey, I'm really sorry those coons did that to you.
Yeah, but I mean, the first girl that Sharpton had like a big case with said
that. Tawana Brawley?
Yeah, didn't she say that they wrote nigger on her forehead?
Yeah, and she wrote it on her own forehead.
Yeah, that she got raped and beaten, they wrote nigger on her forehead?
Yeah.
I'm as impressed as she could write nigger on her own forehead.
I saw this thing online.
That's how they knew she did it.
She must have done well on the IQ test.
I saw this guy. He was wearing a T-shirt. It was online. It said the N-word across his shirt, and down the letter said, nurturing, intelligent, generous, giving, educated, whoa, responsible.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And it said proud to be a...
Mine, you know, back in the day, when people call me a spick, my mom would be like, that's okay. That's just a special person in control.
Hmm.
That's what Spick was saying for. I was like, really?
Mom? One out of four of those was right.
So really, that shirt sucks.
Yeah.
Why not? It's kind of funny. I don't know. I think that.
What are your plans for spring, boys? Huh? The weather's getting warmer. We're gonna do anything. Happening?
I got really distracted on this one, guys.
Yeah, there was.
I'm trying to roll this blunt at the same time that I do the podcast.
What's next on the
What's your favorite thing to do
here
in the spring?
Well, how did we even get there?
Dead baby.
TJ Miller.
Dead baby. Oh, no, we're talking about dead babies.
We're dead baby and then talking about the lady who said that black guy shot her baby in the head.
Yeah, it's very easy. If you were going to do it, you want the story to be believable.
Right.
So you're not going to be like, oh, a Chinese kid came up and fucking...
I may have...
But black people don't really shoot random people in the head. What'd you do?
Okay. It wasn't like bad, but with my friend's mom, we may have used her racism to get ourselves out of trouble.
How?
Did you spray paint something or something?
No, it was when we were like senior year of high school, my friend Corey was driving around. He had a pickup truck, and we drove our friend to go get us all beer. And he was laying in the back of the pickup truck. And my friend went down a hill and stopped short to try to fuck with him. But he came up and his 2 feet went through the back window of the truck.
What?
So then we knew his mom was going to be super pissed. So we said that we got in a fight at Burger King and we came back and the truck was vandalized. And we may have described the race of the guy that we got in a fight with at Burger King.
Oh, man, you didn't even need to.
Oh, no, we knew it would set his mom off. We knew it would be, because his mom was racist.
Because it was racist, yeah.
So we knew that would be the detail that would put her over the edge to have her believe our story.
Be blood red mad and not even worry about that so much as be angry at the fact.
Yes.
Just, wow.
Mm. Yeah, that's just smart, though. That's fine. That's not even you being racist. You should be proud of the fact that you recognized
somebody's weakness.
And you took advantage of it.
Exposed a weakness.
See, I should have done something like that. I remember when I was 16, I crashed my mom's car because I was driving, and we were going around a turn too fast, and it was like a wet, like slick night. It had rained the day before or whatever, and like a cat ran out, and I just swerved and hit this guardrail, and I put a dent in the front of her car. And then
you told her it was a black guy that ran out in front of the car.
I said a buck guy actually just bit the bumper. And we tried to shake him off, but it was crazy. Yeah, he was really hungry. I told her it was Mother's Day, and I my boss at KFC, I was working at KFC at the time, told me, he was like, here's what you do. He was like, go across the street. He was like, say you're buying your mom flowers for Mother's Day in ShopRite, and then when you came out, there was a bump in the car. Or there was a dent in the car that somebody had hit it. And he was like, yeah, call the cops, tell them this. This is the fucking advice of this fucking idiot who works at KFC. And I'm an idiot, so I take the advice.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't. I mean, dude, I showed up with flowers at home. I was like, Mom.
Flowers?
Yeah, dude, I showed up with flowers. Like, I bought you flowers. I was, you know, and then, I mean, it's just such a phony story. Dude, and this is when my mom was like, she had already had, like, her voice had been fried from cancer. So she could no longer yell. So she only whisper at me. And the vile shit she would say in whispering, it's haunting.
Yeah,
it's literally out of a nightmare.
Do you hear that in your nightmares? The whisper, like,
motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you. She grabbed the flowers and just fucking thrashed through them like a werewolf.
Oh, no.
Like, it was crazy.
That must have broke your heart. More than scared you.
No, I hated my mother. I was not really buying her flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I ran and she chased me and fucking, it was just nuts. But if I would have, like, tried to look for, like, one of her weaknesses, be like, Mom, I was giving you heroin. I was giving you a bag of heroin.
The guy came,
or you,
like,
could have just said, Mom, here's some heroin. And 5 minutes later been like, also the car's fucked up.
Right.
Well, it's so fun, baby.
Okay, thanks for the heroin, baby.
You son of a...
She could only whisper toward the end of her life because she had cancer. And then she also just gave up. She stopped getting, like, the treatments. Here's the problem with the Gomez's. I'm the same way, right? I would get some of the treatment and then I would miss one and then I'd go, it's a whole thing now. And I just die. And that's what she did. She gave up. You know, when they were, like, going to make it to where she couldn't eat, they'd, like, put food in through a tube and she was like, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to not eat. She just loved cheesecake.
You should 100% be allowed to end your own life if you want to.
Yeah.
Lewis specifically?
Yeah.
And any way you want. Like, you should be able to, like, be thrown off the top of Guess Digital.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have a little carved out
Ralph. Fill your ass with fireworks. And just, yeah. in the park.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think, you know, your fucking, your life is ending. And there are states now where you can go and get assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm. California, yeah. I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's where you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, New York is all stupid. Yeah. It's like, it's nothing to do with assisted suicide laws. It's like when they didn't have the UFC here forever because it was culinary unions. Yeah, dude, there's nothing to do with assisted suicide. Fucking lighting
union. It's red tape, bro.
Politics, nigga. Shannon,
I went to the suicide dispensary in LA, but I didn't have my card yet.
So I want to, real quick, we have some more Scam That Jew. So let's do it.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam That Jew.
Okay, I sent you a bunch.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
This is becoming the new most popular segment on the show. You know, Scam That Jew. If you guys have ever pulled off a scam, if you guys have ever taken advantage of the man, if you've ever, you know, been able to do it and do it regularly and you have a good idea, send it in, shoot me a message, go to gomezcomedy.com, go to the contact page, and we will, we're going to pick something soon. We're going to pick like the Scam That Jew of the month or something and give them a free piece of merch. Right, Shannon?
Yep.
Shannon, how many did I send you?
Are you, just to clarify, you're saying scam? Scam That Jew?
Scam That.
I
thought this whole time you were saying Skin That Jew. And I was just like, how is this a related thing with the scamming and skinning someone alive?
That was the old segment on the show.
Well, that's why I understand my confusion.
It's a skin alive Jew on the show.
Yeah. When you said it's becoming your most popular segment, I was like, okay.
Honestly, for the audio listeners, it's really horrible. There's like not much payoff. It's just
a lot of screaming.
The cries of a live Jew.
Yeah, you're going to want to do Gas Digital Premium for $12 a month.
Code IGP. See it, dude. If you're going to do it, do it. All right, so how many did they send in, Shannon?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Can't read all 10. That's crazy.
I'm just going to start from the most recent and work back, and eventually we'll get through them all.
No, that's too many. I want you to pick your top three right now, Shannon. Take a second to read through. That's fine. Well, I'll talk to Ken, or I'm sorry, to Feeney. I wish Cannon was here. I'll talk to Feeney and Racine. Do you have any scams that you could contribute?
Scams. You know, when I worked like driving trucks and stuff, I would do side jobs and stuff like that. And I would be like, if you pay cash, I can give you a 10% discount. And then I would do the job.
Yeah, that's not something that the fans could do. They're not going to go get a job driving trucks in order to fucking do a side business.
He could have just stopped it. They're not going to go get a job. Our show's on noon, Monday and Wednesdays.
A scam.
First of all, the fucking fans of this show are very motivated people. Can I also say this to the fans really quick? Before we even get into this, let me make my little public service announcement of the week, okay? I tweeted this the other day. If you're a dude and you have a picture of another dude as your profile picture, meaning you have like Trump or Conor McGregor or Brad Pitt or some other fucking successful dude, your favorite athlete, whoever it is, right?
Yeah.
If that is that, you need to fucking stop. If you're listening to this show, I don't want my fans to be fags, okay? Not in a gay way. My fans can be gay all they want. I don't give a shit what you do with your dick in your butt, okay? I'm talking about, I don't want you to act like a fucking faggot, all right? You're going to sit there and put a picture of another dude as your profile picture. It's just, it's the most cringy thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Your whole identity is the identity of another man. That's crazy. Look, I get it, dude. I'll say, you know, a fucking sports team. I know people do like the Legion of Skanks logo. You know, it's a little different because it's something you're kind of supporting. You know what I'm saying? You're not making that your identity.
Yeah.
I see like a man picks Conor McGregor and makes him his profile picture. You're like, does any woman
there's
ever
a guy
get
with a Luis Gomez profile picture? I'm like, stop.
No, is there? No, not somebody, not a real person. No. But if they did that, I would tell them not to do
not
that.
To do it, yeah.
Do not fucking do that.
Don't create gods or...
Don't worship another fucking dude so much that you're making him your fucking profile picture. It's queer.
Yeah.
It comes off as really fucking bitch-like. You know, and I'm just saying, but one of the things that we do on the show, not only are we celebrating the white race, and not only do we celebrate Christianity on a weekly basis, but we are also, I'm trying to make my fans better people. So, you know, fucking don't be bitch made and change your profile picture right now if it's a picture of another dude that's more successful than you.
But you're okay with logos?
Yes, I'm okay with logos. I'm okay with logos only because there's so many people that have the Legion of Skanks logo. What am I going to do? Can't tell them to all take it down. It's crazy.
But if it's a Conor McGregor logo,
Even then, it's sort of a dude. It's weird. It's like
that's a Lucky Charms box.
Yeah,
it's also different because, like, if you're there, here, I'll give you this. I'm being consistent with this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird to wear another dude's T-shirt. So I think it's weird to wear a Michael Bisping T-shirt as a man. Like, you have another man on your chest. What about a jersey? But hold on. Even a jersey is a little weird to me, in my opinion. You're supporting the team, but a jersey, like, you have another dude's name on your back. There's something weird about that. I just find it strange. This is a little kind of craziness that I have, right? But if you wear a T-shirt, let's just say with a T-shirt, you have another man's face on your chest, and you're like, it's just very fucking bizarre. You look like a 13-year-old girl who's wearing a New Kids on the Block shirt. It's crazy to me. But if you wear...
By the way, that is my aesthetic, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you wear a... a podcast T-shirt, I have no problem with that at all. I don't think it's weird. It's like it's almost like the difference between a band or a dude. Like if you wore a fucking
shirt of Bono and not of U2.
Yeah, it's like Bono's face and it's just Bono in big blue letters. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Beat it. Get away from me, you fucking Bono fan. I mean, I guess pro wrestling. I give all right.
What about another dude? But it's Bashar al-Assad from. Syria. You just want to show your support.
This is a picture of that drowned baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's fine. Yeah. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not being that crazy.
I found four.
Thanks, Shannon. Give me the good ones.
Okay. This is from Tom C. This is a really simple scam to get free cheap food from Costco without having a membership. Go to Costco, tell the guard checking passes that you are just going to the pharmacy. He'll let you right in because you don't need a Costco membership to use their pharmacy. Once inside, you can help yourself to all the free samples and cheap pizza churros that you want. I've been eating at Costco for years and never had a membership. Enjoy, Tom C.
Wait, can you check out, though?
I don't think you can buy anything.
This guy's like, I drive an hour each way to the nearest Costco.
Yeah, he's just saying to eat at the food court.
I mean, that's just a lot of work. That's a lot of work to eat at the food court.
I got so many good scams, you have no idea.
Okay, well, I want to hear some of them. So I'll tell you, I don't know if you even have this one on the list yet. I thought a pretty good one that's simple. If you want to eat for free, another gentleman sent it to me. He says, all you got to do is call like any busy burger spot.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you got a burger an hour ago and that it was fucked up. You know, it tasted bad. It made you feel, it just wasn't made right. They forgot something on it. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be like, all right, come on in. I'll give you another burger. Nobody's ever going to argue with it. These people make $8 an hour.
Well, they won't be like, hey, where did you... where did we deliver to?
No, not delivered.
That means he got it in the.
I was there an hour ago, dude. I had a burger. It was freezing cold. The meat was completely undercooked. I threw it. It's disgusting. It's like, I don't need a refund. Can you just replace the burger? I'm hungry. Who's going
to
say no?
I'd like another one, please.
Can you have the guy in the back make it right this time? So it'd be a fucking animal.
Oh, that's how you would do it.
Yeah.
Here's how I get free burgers. I go to the grocery store, I get the ground beef, and instead of paying for it, I shove them down my pants, and I walk out.
Punch the old lady security guard that's stopping you?
Yeah. You're right. I should be nicer, though. Did I talk about this on the show the other day, Shannon, about how I feel like I'm turning a corner in my life?
Yes.
Good. I am being nicer. Because it's a sale. I mean, you're trying to get something out of somebody. You know, you're not going to... If you're trying to sell somebody something, you're not fucking... You're not going, hey, fuckface, I said do it my way.
Yeah. Right?
You know? So,
smash cut to when you guys are in traffic in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Give me...
Luke's just fighting cars.
Yeah.
With his fist.
Fuck face.
What's your scam?
I mean, I can't reveal all of them because they're active. You know what I mean? But I used to do... Here's the one I used to do.
Why can't you reveal all of them?
I mean, how much time we got, you know? Not much. So, one I used to do... or my mom used to do, actually, was going to McDonald's. We'd go to the drive-thru.
My son's retarded and very hungry.
Yeah. Go to the drive-thru line.
He's gay and retarded, please.
Go through the drive-thru, and then she would make up coupons. And she'd be like, I have a buy one, get one free Big Mac, and a buy one, get one free small fry. And they'd be like, okay. And like 9 times out of 10, they never even asked for them when they got to the front because, you know, McDonald's worker. But the one time out of 10 that they would...
Retarded son ate the coupon.
She would pretend that she just lost it on the ride around. So she would literally just be like, because she used to have like a coupon book. Like, it was the 90s, you know what I mean? She'd flip through it and stuff. And then she would just hold up the line for so long, people would start beeping and they'd just be like, just go. You know, like it was.
What, Shannon, did you get the one that they sent in? Maybe it was 7-Eleven about screenshotting the.
Yes.
That's a solid one. Read that one.
Okay, hold on.
That's a really good one.
What?
It's just a fucking solid ass reward. All right, it's fine. I should just have you read them in order, Shannon.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead.
From Trevor, at 7-Eleven, every seventh drink is free if you use your app. When you get the free drink, screenshot the barcode. Next time you go in, pull up the screenshot. When they scan the picture, it'll give you a free drink every time. Better to use at 7-Elevens you don't frequent. Perfect for road trips.
Same 7-Eleven every time while I make eye contact with the guy. I will leave and come right back in and be like, yeah, you know what? I'll take another one. Beep.
Yeah.
Question me, motherfucker. I dare you.
Yeah.
It's got a text message up top. James fell down the stairs.
Yeah. I'm coming.
That's a fucking solid ass scam that Jew right there. All right. You got a couple more, Shannon?
Yeah. One sec.
Feeny, your scams fucking suck dick, dude.
I told you one. It was great.
Give me another one. Give me something better than that. That was awful.
The other one, I think it might have led to directly to Blockbuster going out of business as a franchise. I'll be honest with you.
What'd you do?
I would go.
That's how big this operation was.
Even old scams
from the 90s, your coupon and fucking Blockbuster scams. We want
one crippled the national.
The fans want to do franchise. Shit.
Right, had to get free cargo shorts from JCPenney.
Office Depot.
Do you guys want to get a free forehead VCR? Let me explain to you.
What's that?
It's a type of VCR. It was the two head and the forehead. The forehead was the more expensive
kind. Oh, yeah? Why is that?
I don't know.
More head, bro. Gotta pay.
So, what was your Blockbuster scam?
I would go rent the... Well, when it was PlayStation originally, when you could copy the games, I would rent the game, copy it, and then return it, obviously. But when it was later games, like the cartridges you had to go, I would bring it back after like an hour. Whenever I had a game that I owned, right? And I was like, fuck, this game stopped working because it scratched, it broke, whatever. Rent that same game. Bring it back an hour later, be like, hey, I don't know what the hell's happening. And then they go, I'm so sorry. Here's a coupon for the next time you come in. So then that way, with the next time your game breaks, you don't even have to pay for that one. You keep doing that over and over and over again. I did that for probably 10 years.
So, but that involves two separate trips to Blockbuster.
Yeah, but mine was right down the block, so it was cool.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I mean,
it's great. They went out of business. You have no idea the damage that I did in that Blockbuster. that Center Reach Blockbuster looks. Nothing. It didn't survive. It was like
those old scams are fine, dude. Back in the day, listen. You said, look, I just started off. Here's the truth. I don't know if I would have ever started scamming if I would have started scamming in 2018. It's a different time now, right? Back in the day, I used to scam, dude. Columbia House, everybody in my fucking family, every pet had their own account. I had a fucking tabletop.
12 CDs for a dollar?
Yeah, dude, that had an account. We'd make up names just like down the list. All of our fish had accounts, and that's where we got all of our tapes and CDs from Columbia House. You know, my friend James Saccone downloaded, this is like the fucking, when the internet first popped. I was like in the 8th grade, 7th grade. People like first got it. He was like, you could only really get it in school. Nobody even had it in their homes, right? Mm-hmm. And he printed out like pages of like scams, like how to make bombs, like how to make like homemade shit. Like it was like a handbook on how to do like crazy shit.
The Anarchist Cookbook.
I don't know if it was the Anarchist Cookbook. Maybe it was. I don't know. But there was one where they taught you how to get change out of vending machines, and you take salt water and you put it in a water gun. And the old change ones that were mechanical, not with computers.
Yeah.
And you just shoot it into the change thing, and then eventually change would just pour out of it.
There's also the one they said you could tie a string to a quarter and you just keep dunking it in and
somebody wrote something similar
to
that.
Somebody wrote that with
we would hack Coke machines.
Yeah.
So there's a code on Coke machines. I think it's 4321 or 4231 with the buttons.
This is what Mark Cuban talks about when he's
and it opens up the menu on the soda machine and you can reprice drinks.
That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah. So we used to like hack soda machines when I was in high school.
Here's my scam. You go to Burger King, you say my burger wasn't good. They give you a free one. Then you go to the costume store, you get a fake mustache. You come back as the fake mustache guy. Go, my burger wasn't good. They go, what is wrong with this place? Then they start just giving out free coupons to everybody. You come back, you get a bunch of funny hats, okay? Yeah. You buy a sombrero, you buy a French beret.
See, like, now you're onto something, but you're thinking inside the box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get a clown costume. Show up at McDonald's. Mm. Tell them you own the place.
Mm.
Go back there. Take whatever the fuck you want. Fire everybody.
Smack someone on the
ass. Rape the fry girl. You can do whatever you want. You're Ronald fucking McDonald. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Think outside of the box, Racine. You're thinking small potatoes right now.
Yeah. Right.
What else, Shannon?
This is the last one from Mike.
This is a good segment.
If you get pulled over for OWI or stopped for public intoxication, tell them you're having chest pains and you'll have to act a little bit. But
did you read this one?
We read this one on Monday.
This one.
Did we?
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, that
10.
Was the last one of the good ones.
Okay. I feel like there was more than that, Shannon.
Do you want to do questions? We're running a little tight on time.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever disrespect me on the show again, Shannon.
Yes, we now have an hour and a half to get to Pennsylvania.
Tell your big, muscly boyfriend I'll beat his ass if you ever disrespect me again on the show.
I have a boyfriend, Lewis.
Oh, you broke up with him now?
No, that's been for a while.
Aww. How long did you break up with him?
About a month.
Wow. Well, I don't listen when you talk.
No. Aw.
Okay.
So much for being nicer.
I am being pretty nice. Shannon, have I ever been nicer?
I think so, yeah.
Sick of your shit. All right, let's get some questions.
Sick of your truth.
Let's get some questions going. We'll wrap this one up. Relax Podcast Makeup Show.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 Give me a fucking answer.
Alright.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Just on the gram today, Shannon.
What?
Oh, okay. I'm just doing it on the gram today, but you can tell them how they could join in.
You can go to gomezcomedy.com, the contact section, and put real ass questions in the subject line, or reach out to Lewis on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez or on Instagram at Gomez Comedy.
Alright. Alright. You know what the fuck is up, guys. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, too. I am Mike Feeney, at Mike Racine, at Zach It's Not Funny, at I Am Shannon Lee, at the chin underscore. Harrington's in the room. Let's see. Jarks Gordon wants to know, how long until you become a full-blown alcoholic again, Lewis? I mean, technically, I am already, right? By the technical definition.
I gotta say, I love when you drink. I mean, you're so much more, I don't know. I mean, to a point, I guess. After a certain amount, it turns bad. But when you drink, you're more jovial.
Lewis isn't a mean drunk at all.
No, you're a fun drunk. If anything, you're a rowdy drunk. Like, you know, you'll push people through tables that, you know, then you try to blame on them and stuff. But, like, for the most part,
I'm not even a rowdy drunk. I'm always sort of rowdy. I would have done that mosh pit had I been drinking or not. Let's get real. Yeah. I'm a little more calmed down when I'm drunk. I slur my words a little bit more. I'm sillier, I think, when I drink. That's it. On stage, I'm
less angry.
I think I'm really fun on stage when I'm drunk. I like that. But yeah, dude, it's a price you gotta pay, dude. I drink like hard fucking liquor, dude. I'm drinking whiskey, and I drink a lot of it. I don't stop drinking it. And,
what kind of whiskey you like?
I like Makers in the Rocks.
Yeah.
But I like any really, you know, expensive top shelf whiskey. Like I don't really like, that's what I choose because I know I'll always like it.
Yeah.
But if somebody ever pours like a nice expensive glass of whiskey, I always enjoy it. And yeah. I enjoy sipping it. I don't mix it with anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's not, I'm gonna probably stop drinking again at one point. Same reasons as before. I don't love it. It's not like a, you know, I don't really need to do it. Let's see. If you could relive 1 year of your life, birth date to birth date, which would it be and why? Bonus points if you don't bring up the butterfly effect. You know, doggy, I bring up the butterfly effect when it has nothing to do with, you know, reliving your life or going back in time. So why do you think I'm not going to bring it up now? You know? What am I supposed to do?
I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
He's talking about when you're trying to make a point and a butterfly flies by and you get distracted.
No, we're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the actual...
The theory.
Term, the butterfly effect.
Nah.
Chaos theory. So fine. You're right. I get it. I won't do that. I won't talk about what I would have done, you know, differently and how it would affect Baby James now. Because it always comes down to that. I'm not killing Baby James for your dumb question. All right? But what year, Racine? If you could relive 1 year of your life, what year would it be? And it doesn't have to be birthday to birthday. You can say 12th grade. It doesn't matter.
I don't really look back on life. I look forward, you know? I don't know why I would want to do life again.
I like that.
Right? Don't you feel like all that stuff's behind you and now like all the good stuff's ahead of you?
You had to, though.
If I had to?
You had to. There's a genie comes out.
I think
maybe... He's going to rape your retarded brother if you don't go back and relive 1 year of your life.
Yeah. I think maybe 9th grade. Genies can rape retarded people? Maybe 9th grade. That was because I would like to take all the knowledge that I have now and see if I could just like be the king of my high school as a 9th grader.
I want everybody at my high school to be like, that ninth grader.
Oh, so,
so
wait, this is like a Freaky
cool.
Friday situation where your you current year. You is going wait, okay, into yeah. your new body?
So do you have current, the knowledge yeah, current, from now, or are you just reliving that year as it was?
I think okay, he just asked if you're just reliving is yeah. what the question was.
Well, I think it's reliving.
Can
not
I tell you
changing.
Why not? Because he's saying don't bring up the butterfly effect, meaning that you would be able to change something. You know, if he's making that point. He brought up the butterfly okay. effect. So I think, yes, you have the knowledge you have now. You are consciously going back. The rules are you cannot tell anybody that you're reliving your life. You know, there's some sort of fucking nuanced thing where your tongue gets tied and you come back to normal times if you try to tell people. But you can make those changes. You can do those things differently. Okay? What year are you going to go back and why? I'll tell you right now. For me, first year of my life. Why? Sucking on my mom's fat titties. You don't even know, doggy. That incest story got me going.
But think you
got
to share
those,
them.
Those big fat titties now?
Yeah.
No. I like Racine's theory. Go back and see what you could do in high school. I would, and I would do probably in the ninth grade because I hadn't gotten really fat at that point. I was just a little chubby. I would get in shape. This is what I would do, right? In the ninth grade, I would go back and I would get in shape and I would take so many fucking 14-year-old virginities. But with this mind, it would be like open rain on fucking, you know, pedophile fucking heaven. Just for one fucking year of my life. Come on, doggy.
Yeah.
Vinny's reconsidering my friendship right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was reconsidering my career if I wanted one.
No, but that's what you would do. You'd probably try to fuck a bunch of chicks and see if you could. When you say king of your school, what do you mean, dude? That's what you mean. You're fucking children.
I take all the knowledge I have now, yeah.
And using it to fuck
and
children.
And fuck children. Well, yes. No. High school's what, 16, 17?
No. You said ninth
you said
grade.
There's some eight. Yeah, but there's some 18-year-olds in
oh,
high
yeah.
school.
All right. And all the,
I just remember ninth grade.
How cool you are.
Ninth grade, I was.
Dude, you're going to be fucking 13-year-old girls.
Ninth grade was when I got all the good erections, and I didn't get to yeah. use them on anybody.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get in shape, and I would yeah, I would become the king of my high school, too. I get that. Feeny, what year would you go back?
I don't know. To, like, to correct something? There's
the first year you met me?
Yeah. No, man, I don't know. I can't think of a time that it was, like, that traumatic or bad of a year that I was like, I need to go back and do this and try and fix the past kind of a thing. I don't know. I don't remember. Like, I can't pinpoint a lot of my birthdays. Like, in terms of age, I'm very bad with remembering years. I just remember more like that's how it was when I was in high school.
And you really do have the most privileged life.
I feel like it was all right.
Mike is like his parents love him. He just fucking he takes three vacations a year with his girlfriend or his wife.
One city, one country.
No mental illness.
He's got a good body, like natural like genes. Doesn't really have to work for it.
Yeah.
Funny enough, charismatic.
Right.
Make me fucking sick.
You're happy?
He is.
You're a happy person?
It's infuriating. Ugh.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, this is why Feeny, why he's not famous yet. It's because he has too much happiness. Because he's funny enough, he's talented enough, but the thing that's standing in his way is all of these positive things.
There's no pain.
No, because with the negative will come all of the jaded, bitter, old comic shit thing that people do where they go, why is that person getting that fucking, that misery kind of a thing?
You still have all that.
That's like, you know who used to be me and now is somebody? Kevin Brennan. Yes, what you're saying I need is more.
Yeah. There's also, it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Well, Kevin Brennan makes me laugh. We should introduce some pain into Mike's life, you know?
Yeah. Let's do
you
it.
You have the aw shucks personality Pete Holmes pretends to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I pretend to have that personality.
No,
you don't pretend. You actually have it. He's pretending.
Pete Holmes, life. I would say this, though. I would love if I talk about like being a parent and something like that as when you get older and people like, what kind of dad did you think you would have been before having James? What was your like vision of what you're like, this is the kind of dad I'm going to be?
Deadbeat.
Okay. Well, that's... not true. You've actually done the exact
non-existent
opposite.
No, those life. Are the two words his son would remember, dead and beat.
Yeah. But I always, if it's like, I see myself as being, if I had kids one day, being like the Phil Dunphy of dads, where I'm like the good cop. Because I don't think I could, like, I'm not, the disciplining thing would be very difficult.
Disciplining is really difficult.
I'm going to make eye contact with you like I know
what's,
who Phil Dunphy is.
What's the hardest
thing
about it?
Modern Family.
Yeah, I got
what's the hardest thing about discipline, having to hurt your kid?
No, your knuckles. Yeah. No, the hardest thing about disciplining is, you know, when you're doing it peacefully, it's not losing your patience and not... because the other thing you're doing is he's mimicking everything you do, right? So now I raise him peacefully and I don't hit him. And I'm trying to like verbalize things in a way where I'm also not being shitty with him, because you're sort of training him to be shitty. Mm-hmm. He picks up on more of those verbal cues and those the way you act and walk and talk. Like he'll repeat things that you say. Like, you know, when I'm doing Legos with him, I was like, all right, let me find my, you know, there's that bad. I always call like the Legos. I'll say, there's that bad boy. I was like, ah, James, let me find that bad boy. And now he always says that. It's really cute. He's like, it's just like a stupid thing. He just repeats these dumb fucking words. Yeah. And I feel like, what, Zach? What are you going to say, you fucking cunt?
He's a little bigger with the wheels.
But it's, I almost feel like that's kind of a difficult thing, trying to verbalize it in a way that's not aggressive, not angry, but also saying it in a way where he kind of understands that you're serious. And, you know, it's very challenging, but it's also really worth it. I think it's worth the, you know, my kid, I could say to my kid, you know, I don't yell at you or I don't hit you. I could use that too. I was like, James, do I ever yell at you? When he yells at me about something, I'm like, James, do I yell at you? And he goes, no. And it's just a very logical solution. We come to that very quickly, right? We come to the point where we go, cool, we don't yell, right? Because I don't do it. Your mother doesn't do it at you. So why would you do that? And then it kind of nips that in the bud versus a yelling back and forth between children and parents. Would you see that happening in fucking department stores all the time? There's a kid and a mom screaming. And, you know, the kid's crying and screaming. The mom's like, shut up now. I'll give you something to cry about. You're like, whoa.
But don't you ever, because I agree with everything you're saying, but also isn't there, I'm not a parent, but like, isn't there times where James is just completely irrationally just upset and you like there's nothing you can do?
That's the hardest part sometimes for Lewis, is powering through that, like when he gets frustrated with that and can't lose his shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's tough, and it happens once in a while, but the reality is now he doesn't really have those meltdowns. He's never had a meltdown at a department store where he doesn't want to go, or at a playground. And I think part of the reason is because we have conversations with him, and we've trained him since he was born to verbalize something that he wants and to have a conversation logically and to get there logically. Right. And it's training the mind, and it's training a kid to kind of think that way. And, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence. A lot of people tell me I'm lucky and my kid's just great, but I don't really believe that. I think that, you know, I think all kids start off as fucking great, and you can kind of just fuck them up from there. And it's how much you...
Yeah, it wasn't fucking genetics.
Yeah, dude, it's not at all. But it's how much you fuck them up. And look, I know, kid, you know, there is... Obviously, genetics is a side of it, but it's how far you move them from that fucking line of being this perfect, innocent child. How much you push them away from it. I literally look like that. Every time I yell or lose my temper in front of him, every time I feel like I'm pushing him further away from that fucking... that innocence that he has, and that you know... And for as long as he can be a little kid that looks at the world perfect, like that, I was in the car the other day in a cab, and the guy was listening to the news, and you know, and it's like, you know, and you know, 45 people were killed in Syria today when a fire, you know, and I'm like, and I was like, yeah, let's turn the volume down. He turned it down a little bit, and I was like, no, turn it off. And he was like, oh, I want to listen to the news. I was like, I don't care if you want to listen to the news. My kid's 5. He doesn't need to experience the fucking pain of the world, the reality of the universe. That's going to happen. And it's going to happen very fast. He's going to start to be aware of these things. But for as long as possible, I think it's our job to keep children as innocent as possible. I really believe that's part of it. Keep them as innocent as possible. Do not fucking... Kids don't have to grow up fast. I really don't believe... My generation was a different thing. Like, I, you know, it was getting a job at 11 was like a big deal to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, I don't know. It was a different way of being raised.
It was before they added the 7.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna wrap this one. Great show, boys. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, Instagram, and the other various platforms. Shannon, make sure you check out her podcast too. The Thing Is with her and Maddie Jester Skulls. Yeah, Shannon, you got to plug that show more.
Yes, thank you. We're doing it on Molly this week with Ralph and Chris from High Society Radio.
That's fun. A little bit of Molly. Yeah.
A lot of bit of rape.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We will be back on Monday. Not live. Maybe live. I don't know. I'm figuring it out. Shannon, I'm bringing my computer in, so maybe I'll just be live Skyping in. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Peace.
That's all, folks.